Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I am Mrs. Claus. That's right, I am Santa Claus' beloved wife. Welcome to VoiceTube Live Show. Today is the 24th of December. Are you feeling Christmassy? How are you going to spend your Christmas? What are your plans? Where will you be and who will you be with? Tell us all. And for those of you who are not Christians, it's alright. You deserve to enjoy yourselves in this heartwarming, festive atmosphere with your family and friends. Now, I'm invited here today to answer some questions about my husband, Santa. So if there is any questions you want to know, just leave your comments down below at the Ask Mrs. Claus section, and I'll be happy answering them. Alright, while we are waiting, first of all, I just want to say that I feel so privileged to be invited to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. This is so exciting. And since I finally got the chance to speak up to the public, there is something I have always wanted to say. That is, you know what, people? You seldom talk about me. You only give credits to my husband, Santa. I honestly think this is so unfair. I mean, without me taking care of that old man, who is going to deliver all those lovely presents to you guys, am I right? Well, that's a relief when you finally spit it out. Okay, I've got a few messages already. Let me put on my glasses. Hold on. Okay, so Melody Tai, she asks, how old is Santa really? Oh, Melody, that's a very good question, dear. It has been quite a long time, I'm afraid. In fact, I have lost track of time centuries ago. I'm not sure if I can remember it correctly. Let me think. Well, Santa was born in the 3rd century AD, so that makes him around 1,700-something years old. Mm-hmm. And, okay, we've got Shakespeare. That's a very creative name, Shakespeare. I like that. So Shakespeare, he asks, how can Santa manage to deliver all the presents in one night? That's humanly impossible. Well, you know, Shakespeare, first of all, who says he's mortal? And secondly, my husband is a very good driver, and the reindeer can run way faster than you can imagine. So anyway, Santa Claus can cover 1,300 miles per second on an average speed. That's the fastest of all fast human technology things, which is not a big deal, of course. And, oh hey, Ling Wang Liao says, Merry Christmas, Mrs. Claus. Oh, thank you, dear. Merry Christmas to you, too. Okay, I see there are more and more questions coming up, but I'm afraid I can't deal with all that at the moment, because it's about time to take a look at today's sentences. Alright, for today's video, we are going to learn something, I assure you, very useful. Don't you ever have this moment when you received a present that you didn't really like and you didn't know how to react to that? Well, here in this video, we are going to go through the top 4 ways to make sure you have something to say. 好的，今天我们要看的几个句子呢，是收礼物反应锦囊。是的，我们都知道，在英美国家呢，有这样子的收礼文化，就是你要当场拆礼物， you need to open your presents in front of the giver, right? 即便是你喜欢收到这份礼物，但如果你不是擅长真情流露的人的话呢，你要表现出让送礼的人感到满意的反应，并不是一件很容易的事。所以今天的圣诞特辑就教你一些或许能派得上用场的句子。 Okay, so let's take a look at these sentences. Whiskey stones, you've got me whiskey stones.I don't have this. I've always wanted this. I've always wanted. Cool. So it goes like in the whiskey and it makes it colder. Cool. So it's like ice that you have to wash. Once again, whiskey stones. You've got me whiskey stones. I don't have this. I've always wanted this. I've always wanted. Cool. So it goes like in the whiskey and it makes it colder. Cool. So it's like eyes that you have to wash. All right. Before we move on to the vocabulary session, I want to talk about intonation first. 我今天想要以这几个生活化的句子来跟大家聊聊语调这件事。我们都知道每一种语言都有它的声音线条和节奏感，那我们透过掌握这一种语言的音感和节奏，就可以帮助我们讲起话来更自然、更生动，或者是更能强调出重点。那怎么处理语调呢？掌握语调的一个小小的原则是，在一个句子之中可以挑一到两个字做特别的处理。那处理的方式有很多，比如说声音提高、语气加重、声音拉长或是放慢，或者是前后要停顿一下等等。那么我们就直接以今天的这四个句子来做一些语调的探讨。比如说我们从 You've got me whiskey stones 这句来看的话，好了，你仔细去听影片的声音，你会发觉它在 you 的地方跟 whiskey 的 word 的地方这两个点声音是高起来，而其他全部的声音线条是降下去的。所以你听到的是 You've got me whiskey stones. You've got me whiskey stones. Okay? 那么再下一句我们来试试看。I don't have this. 那这一句呢，它抓出来处理的字是 have, 所以你会听到的是 I don't have this. Have 既然高起来了，那么 I don't 跟 this 都是掉下去的声音。如此你把它画出一个声音线条的话，就会像一座山一样这样子。那么再下一句我们来试试看。影片里面他的声音表现方式是 I've always wanted this, I've always wanted. 那么这里呢，他挑出来的重点字是 always, 他处理的方式是拉长音， OK, 把 always 变成 always。如此处理以后呢，你这个句子就会变得比较生动一点，或者是比较自然一点。I've always wanted this, I've always wanted it, OK?那么更有感的一种呈现声音线条的方式呢，就是但你可能会觉得有点蠢，就是利用你平常习惯哼歌的方式来处理你听到的句子。好比我们最后比较长的这一句，我们来练习唱唱看。OK, so 最后这一句它是 Cool, so it goes like in the whiskey and it makes it colder. 好，我们先到这里。 So it goes like in the whiskey,这一句话如果你用习惯哼歌的方式来处理它的话呢，比如我的是得得得得得得这样子好了，那这一句话就会变成得得得得得得得得得得得得得得 So it goes like in the whiskey. 有没有感觉其实它就是一种声音的音符？那我们再接着往下一句 And it makes it colder. 得得得得得得 And it makes it colder. Alright, so it's like eyes.Da, da, 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 da. Cool, it's like ice that you have to wash. Da, 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 da. Okay, 这不是在搞笑，这是认真的。好，总之呢，换成声音线条，你会感觉到原来说话声调也可以像歌曲一样用五线谱标出音符。其实这不是什么新颖的概念，外国人在学中文的声调的时候，华语老师们就会用五线谱来教学，帮助他们熟悉中文的声调。但其实就像我刚刚说的，每一种语言都有它的声音线条，英文当然也是。所以想要学语调的人呢，你可以把每一段你听到的英文对话啊、演讲啊都好，把它当作英文歌曲一样的处理模仿，慢慢的去抓那个语言的音感跟音准。Alright, so that is the point of intonation, guys. 其他详细的语调解说呢，以后再慢慢跟各位做介绍。Now, let's move on to the vocabulary. 现在我们就来看单字的部分吧。First of all, whiskey. Whiskey. So whiskey is a classic liquor. People would normally add some to chocolate or dessert. Okay, whiskey 就是威士忌。那不知道各位会不会注意到，它有两种拼法，一种是 EY 结尾的，一种是直接 Y 结尾。那这其实都是指一样的东西，只是产地不同或者是制造的区域不同。据我所知 American and Irish liquor producers, they tend to favor the spelling EY。 好，就是美国跟爱尔兰那边的 Whisky 的话呢，拼法是 KEY 结尾。而比如说 Canadian, Scottish, Japanese producers, they prefer Y 结尾。Alright, something like that. 除了 whiskey 之外，还有哪一些是 classic liquor? Liquor 就是指烈酒，白酒、烈酒的意思，跟 wine 不太一样。那除了 whiskey, 另外两种大家很熟知的就是 rum, 莱姆酒，还有 brandy, 白兰地等等。Okay? And now let's learn some vocabulary to help you describe the tastes of liquor so that you can at least pretend to be an amateur taster, shall we? 好，我们来，既然学了一些酒，那么我们就来描述它们的口感味道。So, first of all, you can say it's light and fresh. Light and fresh. Light 的意思就是指清爽的。Alright, 那么 fresh 是很清新的，所以总之他们两个常常会摆在一起用 light and fresh, 清爽清新的感觉。Or, 完全相反的话就是很浓烈的，那我们就可以说 strong, okay, it's very strong. 那么通常烈代表还有辣的意思，对不对？所以 spicy 也放上去， so it's strong and spicy, okay. And if you can taste the flavor of fruit,那么如果在酒里面，无论是 wine 或是 liquor, 你可以尝到水果的味道的话，你就可以说the wine has a light fruity flavor. Light fruity flavor. 这里的 light 就不一定是清爽清新的意思，而是指比较淡，清清淡淡一点水果的味道。Light fruity flavor.Also, if you like the taste of campfire in your mouth, 如果你喜欢烟熏的感觉的话呢 you can say it's smoky, like this scotch, 苏格兰威士忌 this scotch has this delicious smoky sweetness. So last but not least, metallic. Metallic, it means something tastes like metal.就是有金属的或是矿物矿石的味道。So you can go with a sentence like, this drink has this metallic taste that I just can't quite ignore. Alright? Okay, and finally, as you can see in the video, these people keep using the word cool almost throughout the entire video, which makes me really want to find some other words to replace it. So are there other ways to say cool?Let's find out. 我们就来学一些除了 cool 或者是 great 等等之外，还有哪一些也是蛮常可以拿出来使用的。好比 first of all, you can say sweet. 这里的 sweet 感觉就跟 awesome 类似的意思，就是太好了，太棒了。So if someone says, I went to the gym finally, 我昨天总算去健身房运动了，那你就可以说 sweet, good for you. 哦，太好了，很棒。OK, 那么另外呢还有影片里面有用到的字 rad 这个字比较偏向很狂啊很潮等等的意思，那你可以说 Oh, that shirt is rad, 哦，那件上衣很狂哦很潮哦，或者是 Oh, those pair of shoes are rad, something like that. And wicked 这个字本来是指邪恶的，那在这边就是指酷，也是指很酷啊，酷毙了的意思。So, 比如说 Oh, I got the ticket to the concert, 我拿到演唱会的票了，你就可以回答他说 Wicked, 哦，做得好，太棒，太酷了。好，最后一个字呢是 Lit 也是近两年左右特别有一些人爱用，那这个 Lit 接近中文的正点的意思， The party was lit, 这派对办得很成功。 Alright?好的，那最后一点小 bonus, 我们今天这个特辑主要在学拆礼物给人家的反应，那我也想要学一些我准备礼物给别人的时候我可以说什么，对不对？比如说最简单最基本的，你可以说 I got you something, I hope you like it, 再一次 I got you something, I hope you like it、我有准备一些东西给你哦，我希望你喜欢，或者是你想要谦虚一点 It's only something small, but I hope you like it、只是小东西，不过我希望你喜欢 It's only something small, but I hope you like it。那当然最简单最直接的方式就是、Merry Christmas, here's a little gift for you 或者是 Happy Birthday, here's a little present for you Alright, that's all for today I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year
Have a holly jolly Christmas And in case you didn't hear Oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas This year